What's up, everybody? Welcome back for another episode. Happy Thursday Eve. We're about to kick off some football again tonight. So we're definitely stepping more into that. I want to give you my AFC picks on this video that I think are going to have some major upside coming up. So without any further ado, my name is Boris. This is the Hobby Box. Guys, the community has been incredible. I've made so many friendships with people who have been collecting for a long time, who are just getting in. Make sure you jump into our Discord. The link is in the description below. Again, awesome stuff in here. You can get grading help. If you have a YouTube channel you'd like to promote, I do have a section for you to promote yourself, buying, trading, and selling. And there's all kinds of talks going on in here. So make sure you jump in. Link is in the description below. All right, guys. Well, let's jump into it. Today, we're going to be talking about the AFC. Again, we've opened up these games. We've kind of seen a little bit about what's going on. So I'm going to give you a pick from each of the divisions in the AFC of who I think is going to have some major upside here and who I'm going to be investing in this football season. So we're going to kick it off right now with the AFC East. Guys, to me, the AFC East is very simple. After watching these opening games, for me, man, the Bills are going to take the AFC East. I know that the Patriots had a good show out with their new quarterback, Cam Newton. But it seems like it's a little bit of a one-trick pony, and I think teams are going to be able to catch up with this whole entire offense and really be able to stop Cam Newton. I'm going to take my odds, and I'm going to go for a healthy Josh Allen, a great-looking team, their new weapons. So my pick for the AFC East is I really believe that the Bills are going to take it, and I really believe this hype behind Josh Allen is going to continue to build. He had an incredible game this past Sunday and just really showed off. Guys, the card that I am investing in right now really is the select. Really great-looking card. You can find these selects sometimes for under $20. Now, I know the hobby has really gone towards Prism and Optic. I just like the way the football select looks more than the Optic. The Optic is kind of boring to me. Taking a look at some of these select cards, let me just show you here. This one sold for $15.50 not too long ago, September 8th. I just like the way that this card looks. I really like it. I think this is going to be an iconic select card. It just looks good to me. Way better than the Optics. This is his rookie card. Again, 2018. These are what I'm looking for. You can also go a little bit higher end on these red, white, and blue hollows. Really cool looking stuff, especially for a Bills fan. I really do believe, especially in this first 8 weeks, that his card prices are going to continue to rise. And that's my pick for the AFC East. Do your own research. Make sure you look into it. All right, guys, let's move over to the AFC West. I really do believe that the Chiefs are going to take the AFC West. We saw them play and go up against the Texans in this past week. Texans just really look like they're missing a wide receiver one, which they are. That wide receiver one ended up on the Cardinals this year, and he's looking really good over there. But for me, I'm going to take the Chiefs to repeat and take the AFC West. I think the Broncos are going to come up second behind them. So there are some options I'm looking at in the Broncos side. Even though they lost this past week, I still think that there are some options there. But my pick for the AFC West is going to be the Chiefs, and I'm going to be looking at Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Mosaic. Those cards are selling for under $40 right now. You can get some of those optic hollows and stuff like that. I think those are going to be the more desirable cards. But again, that's going to be out of a lot of people's price ranges with some of those, and they're very a little bit more rare. So if you want to spend up, I definitely would go with that. But I think for a base card, for something to invest in, these mosaics are pretty sweet. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to have a massive workload going into the season. He has a great connection already with quarterback Patrick Mahomes, and I can see this continuing this season. He's just a major offensive weapon, incredible running back. He's small to the ground, very short and compact, a kind of guy that I don't think is going to get injured very easily. So this is going to be my pick. Again, under $40, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, someone that could see the Super Bowl this year as well. So that's my pick for AFC West. All right, guys, moving into the AFC North. Obviously, the Ravens are looking good and well again and are going to be tough competitors in the AFC North. right on their curtails, though. I think it's going to be a brawl out for the AFC North between them and the Steelers. Having Big Ben back is a huge benefit for the Steelers, and we just have seen what they look like with Big Ben at the helm. So I'm going to give you two picks here. One pick for me is going to be Juju Smith-Schuster. So Juju Smith-Schuster, the 2017 rookies, about $25 these cards are going for right now. You know, a lot of the questions have been, is Juju Smith-Schuster a number one wide receiver? After last night, I think that we can see that there's a connection with him and Big Ben, and he's going to be heavily targeted by Big Ben, and he's going to make some great opportunities for him. So for me, Juju Smith-Schuster is the guy to go for on the Steelers. Here's another guy that I'm going to be targeting for this AFC North, who I think is going to have a chance to be in this these championship games and is playing a huge role for the Ravens. That's going to be Mark Andrews. The guy is completely the number one target on the Ravens. If you didn't see this past game, he was the number one tight end this week. You can pick up currently his rookie card. I'm going for the Silver Selects. I mean, you can get these for under $6 in some cases. These things are very, very inexpensive, under $6 for Silver Prism, Mark Andrews. With the way that things are going in the hobby right now, a lot of these positional plays where we only saw people investing in quarterbacks, now we're seeing some people going into some of these skill positions. So for me, a high upside guy would be Mark Andrews on the lower end. Obviously Prism is always the number one choice. I don't like the way the Prism looks. His optic looks okay. So the reason why I'm targeting this select is that it's a lot more inexpensive on these cards. And also they're cooler looking cards. He's actually in business working out. He is on the line of scrimmage and actually in the play. You know, the other two cards with Prism and Optic, he's on the sideline, no helmet. And they're just not that iconic of a card. So if you're going to target one, I think the select silver is a really great route to go. And that's going to be my AFC North picks. All right, guys, let's move into the AFC South for the final picks today. I'm looking through the AFC South and watching these games. You know, you would expect maybe the Titans to make it back in their division as the number one in their division into the playoffs. They didn't look that great to me. They may be the person to target for the Titans, but for me, I'm going to kind of go with underdog on this pick and go back to the QB position. And I'm going to go with the Jaguars here, who looked pretty good, honestly, on this opening game. We're going to go with none other than Gardner Minshew on his Prism card. And on these Prism cards, man, I see a lot of them going for under $20 on a Gardner Minshew Prism card. He threw three touchdowns this week, had some great completion ratios. He's looking pretty good. And I think that maybe the Jaguars, have found their kind of guy that they're going to stick with and start building this elite team around him. I think they could see the playoffs this season. But I could be wrong. Again, guys, this is all based off of my research and just watching these first few games. The Titans, I think, definitely probably are going to end up in that one spot for sure for the division. But they play like they played last night. It's going to be tough treading for them. They really didn't look that spectacular in my eyes. The Jaguars were just a little bit more interesting to watch, a little bit more fun, and just more explosive. And, that hype of Gardner Minshew and that mustache, man, let me tell you what, you can do all the research you want, but the mustache, you got to go with it. So, Gardner Minshew, Prism cards, definitely looking into to picking some of these up. Again, some of the different ways that I'm looking at this season is investing on Star Stock and ComC. Look at those main time games, guys. Thursday night games, Sunday night games, and Monday night games, where all eyes are on one game, and kind of looking at who's going to be explosive in that game, who's going to come about and have some great plays. That's another interesting way to invest into football in this season, in my opinion. One more thing before we go. In the AFC West, if there's anybody that's going to compete with the Chiefs, which I don't think there is, it could be the Broncos. Just based off of what I saw, and if I'm looking at the Broncos, I'm just going to give you this little extra thing here. Melvin Gordon, Philip Lindsay had an injury last night. So Melvin Gordon is kind of still under the radar as far as cards go. That whole entire backfield was. But you're talking about the reason why they were more under the radar on the backfield is because of a committee. The idea of this committee backfield and people not getting as many carries because this person's getting the ball and this person's getting the ball. But if Philip Lindsay is down for any period of time, I know that Melvin Gordon had a fumble last night, but Melvin Gordon is explosive. He could still play football. He's still a great, great running back. So we could see some tremendous upside in Melvin Gordon. So I would just check out his cards if I were you and just keep that in mind while you're doing your research into this football season. All right, guys. Well, that's going to conclude today's podcast. Just want to thank you so much for listening all the way through. We'll be having shows every Tuesday and Thursday. So make sure you hit that follow button and be on the lookout for the new shows. Thank you so much, and you have a great one.